So it's no criticism that Marx could not see it. Yes, we have the benefit of Karl Popper, Miklos Niemcy, Alice Miller, our good three, Claudia von Werhoff, a bunch of good folk. But there's also the fact that Marxism, as Karl Popper has shown us, is not a radical form of materialism. His worldview was skewed by its dualism, its division between mind and hand. And in that division, unlike Kropotkin's, by the way, that's a good contemporary comparison, and I should have added him to that list of necessary folk. Kropotkin, we owe him for clearly, not just, I mean, we owe him for making that the core of his analysis, the need to abolish the phony distinction between mind and hand, but also because of that clear guidance he gave us in his memoir for the need to develop a clear vision and for his capturing the events of 1871 so vividly for us, the Paris Commune, showing how completely false was the leadership provided by Marx and Engels then, trying to, I guess we would say, micromanage, but not trusting their brothers and sisters, not trusting that heart of freedom that is embedded in all of us. And also for his wonderful testimony and capturing the lives of the Jura watchmakers, giving us that vivid illustration of how there is no distinction between mind and hand in us. We are one thing, we are whole. And in order to use our gifts fully, we have to use all aspects of ourselves. We have to trust that earth, that wholeness in us. So that dualism in that division, thought in Marx always took precedence. And this thought, because not rooted in deep earth connectedness, sought like powers to rule earth, subject it to thought's authority. I mean, he would never admit that, I don't think. But in imposing upon our longing for freedom this notion of the inevitability of historical stages and this notion of the historical laws of development and the notion that that our claim to freedom was sort of subjected to this schema, this theory, in fact does this. It puts thought above us, sought to subject our longing to be free to thought's authority, making us merely the raw material by which thought realizes itself, quote unquote, and in power's view, it is the means, we are the means by which they make themselves. So again, he would not admit this, but there was some kinship with Bentham. I'm sure he's retching at the mere thought of my associating him with Bentham. My apologies, sir, because you have a righteous heart of justice, longing for freedom for all of us. But there, you did not have Alice to help unpack that early rearing that we all got in wanting to please Papa and that deification of mind that was part of the culture you got brought up in. So we have Alice now. We have the benefit of having thought deeply about that early childhood conditioning and can see that with Bentham, you were viewing us with a utilitarian lens. We were there, though benevolent, like Bentham, He also would claim benevolence in his schema, his worldview. But in your case, this notion that we exist to fulfill a historic mission. And while Marx, unlike Bentham, encourages us to keep fighting for more, a bigger slice, because according to his analysis, as we learned in our discussion of how the rate of profit falls, as capitalism, quote unquote, develops, quote unquote, in this space, if you're new to it, we are considering, thinking about the possibility that capitalism serves power as ideology more than in any other sense. It serves it materially by putting the resources of the planet in private hands. So I don't want to diminish that. But it also served this concept to derail our resistance, and that may in the long run have been more determinative of maintaining us in our chains. So we discussed, with Roman Rozdowski's help, Marx's belief that the tendency of the rate of profit to fall, which is a fancy way of saying that you can't squeeze, you can't get nothing out of nothing, was in every respect the most important law, says Marx, of modern political economy. So he encourages this process of us claiming our due, partly because it speeds up power's demise. But he didn't see that in our accepting subject status at any point in this process, subject status for ourselves and our children, we've lost everything that matters. Kropotkin is right. Bakunin is right. We didn't have to wait, except perhaps for the means. Thanks to Nikola and his comrades, we have those means now in our hands to unify globally.